Fire evacuation plan. Please note that in the event of an emergency, the fire department has requested that legislators and all others move at least one block away from the county office building in order not to impede the firefighters in their duties. Cell phones. Please silence cell phones and refrain from texting for the duration of the public hearing. Microphones. Please be reminded to use your microphones when speaking so that you are recorded for the official record. Roll call. Allen.
Here.
Archer.
Here.
Bartels. Belfilio,
here.
Briggs,
present.
Donaldson, Fabiano,
here.
Gerentine,
here.
Green,
here.
Gregorius,
here.
Litz,
here.
Lopez,
here.
Lauren,
here.
Mayo,
here.
Maloney,
here.
Parody John,
here.
Parody Richard, Provenzano,
here.
Roberts,
here.
Rodriguez,
present.
Ronk,
here.
Waro,
here.
Wishnick. I didn't. 21 present, 2 absent. Legislator Donaldson is here.
Walsh, I think, says looking good. Not done yet. Jim Walsh. Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be close. A lot of Democratic. He thinks it'll be wrapped up by lunch tomorrow. Bless you.
Tonight's public hearing is on amended proposed local law number 10 of 2014, a local law respecting the outdoor restraint of companion animals. Currently, there are 2 speakers signed up, and the first speaker is Brian Shapiro.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. I know. That's exactly. You usually got tomatoes thrown. I just want to preface my comments by saying that it's wonderful to be here. All of you who I know as friends and as colleagues and those who I did not yet have a chance to work with, I do miss working with you. And the time that I spent in this room is seriously some of the best years that I've had. And Tracy, where you're sitting, there might be some bubble gum from like 2004 underneath the desk. So, no, you don't want to look. My name is Brian Shapiro. I am the New York State Director for the Humane Society of the United States, the nation's largest and most effective animal protection organization, and I'm here to speak in favor of this local law, which would touch on tethering requirements. I'll be very brief in my statements. Issues involving tethering, this is not just a feel-good law where we might receive a call now and then for animal control officers saying that there's a dog barking. Tethering can result in long-term damage to the psyche of dogs. Dogs are very social beings. They can become neurotic. It can exacerbate pre-existing conditions with dogs. So once again, there's a lot of information which establishes that tethering is not a good thing for extended periods of time. And I feel that this particular piece of legislation, with the work of Legislator Wishnick, Ronk, Council, the Executive's Office, I really think everybody came together to be able to craft a logical and effective piece of legislation. I'll just share on a personal note, one of my dogs at home, we all have lovely dogs, we all have lovely animals, but this particular dog was tethered when she was found in Chicago a number of years ago, and she still does show signs of that. So it's something that you can have experiences. A dog can show negative signs and personality traits years and years later after being tethered. So I do appreciate this body addressing this. I urge the body to move forward with this. And as always, I know a lot of good work went into this in a very professional and effective way. Thank you so much.
Becky Thompson.
Hi, I'm back again. I have laryngitis this time, too. So I did speak to you back in October, and I have to say I was really disappointed to find out when I was leaving that night that it wasn't going to be voted on the following week. But it's my understanding from speaking to a number of you that all the differences have been worked out, and I really hope that now, especially that the weather's getting cold and these poor dogs are still sitting out there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no matter what the weather conditions are, that you will vote yes for this bill next week. That's all I really have to